pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show here on The Roar.
All three AL East contenders lose. Dodgers wins. Padres lose. And the Astros and Mariners both win. Washington at Green Bay NFL tonight. NC State at Wake Forest tonight. And Clemson's headed, basketball's headed to Maui. A busy Thursday show. So let's go. Good sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, September the 11th, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Paul Strela, 805, TigerIllustrator.com is going to join us. Can't wait to hear from him. And moving up one day early because he's so excited about it, he's got to talk about it. Roy Philpott, 825 this morning. ESPN play-by-play voice. Go talk some college football and see where he is this weekend. Certainly looking forward to that. Going to talk some Major League Baseball from last night, some NFL from tonight, college football for tonight, a little college basketball scheduling. Let's know what Dabo Swinney said in his final press conference of the week of yesterday. So a lot to do, a lot to get into here on a busy Thursday show. And the gentleman that will not only get with us today and produce this and tomorrow, but do some high school football on Friday night, Mr. Sam Jones, the official Sam Jones. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Couldn't be better. It feels weird. What year were you born, Sam?
2002.
In 2001, you know about 9/11, obviously. It feels weird when I say the word September 11th. I was doing radio. I actually had an afternoon show at the time, and we did a Monday night football show the night before, and I didn't get home till like 1 in the morning, so I was asleep while it happened. But then had to come on the air that afternoon, and then we took a few days, about 2 or 3 days off at the time after 9/11. So obviously our world hadn't gotten any less crazy after some stuff that happened yesterday. We can talk about that a little bit if you like, but mostly kind of get our mind off a little bit of that and turn back to our hobbies coming up today. Segment two today, Sam, what are we going to do?
Segment two, we have maybe my least favorite week of our pick'em here at work that I've ever once had the displeasure of emailing into Ben. So like we did last week, and like we'll probably do on a lot of Thursdays, we're going to go through what we're looking at here on the slate. It's a good way to knock off the entire slate at once, kind
of. Hard part of this is they don't let us pick the 10 games that we like. First of all, I don't like 10 games anyway. I like about 2 or 3 games. They don't let us pick the games that we like. I want to pick the games that are presented towards us.
I followed up my 8-2 with a strong 3-6 last week. But I don't think anyone had more than 6 wins last week.
Yeah, I was 3-6 as well.
Will won.
Yeah. But we'll talk about that. Certainly looking forward to that. How was your Wednesday?
It was all right. It was, I went home, took a nap after our meeting.
Yeah.
So that was an interesting day for sure. But, had a migraine when I came in yesterday morning. Yeah. Migraine is gone. So
awesome.
That was a delightful thing to wake back up from nap to, was no migraine anymore. And I'm feeling great this morning. Got some energy.
Awesome.
So we're bouncing back. We're back in here.
I appreciate it. I've only had one migraine in my life. I get cluster migraines fairly often, but I had one true migraine in my life. And the idea of coming here and doing a show, you did a phenomenal job yesterday. You alerted me up right before the show started. We didn't make anything of it, but this is just really amazing what you did yesterday. The show through all that.
It's fine. That's why they make medicine, folks.
Oh, yeah. I got a chance yesterday afternoon to play some golf.
There you go.
And had one of the weirdest rounds I've ever had. And then came home and got a great chance to play with my kids and got a big baseball game tonight as the 6 Mile Lions are going to try to even their record at 1-1. So I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to a good weekend. We're getting weekend off today because there's NFL and college football tonight.
Drake looking to bounce back from getting robbed a couple times the other
night. Yeah. Looking forward to it. And taking the show on the road. Go to Pendleton today. So looking forward to a little coach's pitch over in Pendleton.
So are we tomorrow. Look at you.
You get the Pendleton Bulldogs tomorrow against Powdersville. Yep. So it should be a good one coming up tomorrow night. A couple things. First, Major League Baseball. Give you all the scores. And I'll tell you about the contenders and what it means. The Rangers beat the Brewers 6-3. A's got a win against the Red Sox yesterday 5-4. All three American League East teams lost. D-backs beat the Giants 5-3. Angels 4-3 over the Twins. Orioles 2-1 over the Pirates. The Royals beat the Guardians. Sorry, Sam, 4-3. Marlins 8-3 over the Nationals. Phillies pounded the Mets again, 11-3. Tigers pounded the Yankees again, 11-1. Astros beat the Blue Jays again, 3-2. Cubs beat the Braves again, 3-2. White Sox over the Rays, 6-5. The Reds beat the Padres, 2-1. Dodgers won 9-0, and the Mariners beat the Cardinals. So, in summary, basically, all three American League East teams, contenders lose. Tigers pull for even farther away from the Guardians. Astros and Mariners both win. And Phillies beat the Mets, and Dodgers won, and Padres lost. So here we go. Toronto, 3 games up over the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the American League East. Detroit, 9.5 up over the Guardians in the Central. Astros, 1 game up over the Mariners, 2.5 up over the Rangers in the West. National League East, over and out, 10-game lead by Philadelphia over the Mets. Braves are only 21 back and only 16 under. Brewers, 5.5 over the Cubs, and the Dodgers now 3 games up over the Padres. Wild card, American League, Yankees, Red Sox, 2.5 up over the Mariners, who occupy the third spot. Rangers, 1.5 games back there. Guardians, 3.5. Cubs, 7 up. Padres, 3 up. Mets hold the last spot in the National League, and they are 2 games up over the Giants and William Quackenbush's Cincinnati Reds. NFL tonight, Commanders and Packers, 2-1-0 teams. Interesting matchup tonight, 8:15 on Prime Video. Green Bay is a 3.5-point favorite. Sam, will you, because you're working tomorrow night, you want to get to see the cost up, will you watch Packers Commanders tonight, or you watch NC State Wake Forest tonight, or will you watch both?
I will be watching both. Packers Commanders is an unbelievably fun week two game. I think Green Bay is probably everybody's trendy, I don't know if I'm there yet with it, but a lot of people's trendy Super Bowl pick out of the NFC. Again, I'm not sure I'm there quite yet, but the Commanders are super fun. Should be another 10-plus win season for them or something around there. For a Week 2 game on a Thursday night, this is it's a significantly better football game than Wake Forest NC State, I will say that. However, that game I think has a chance to be fun in its own way anyway, so I'll have both on.
Packers pretty dominant against the Lions last week in a really not a great football game. Offensively speaking, at least.
Yeah, they shut them down.
Yeah, both teams had combined for 30 first downs and a little more than 500 total yards. The Lions had 246 yards. Packers had 266 yards. Wasn't a very well played offensive game. But a really good win. And that was at home, and they kind of take a big move there. Commanders got a pretty dominant win over the Giants last week, 21-6, and in this one, their defense was phenomenal. This is a much wider margin. I'd say the Commanders look better than the Packers in week one, but they're in Lambeau tonight. We'll see. Told you we've got college football tonight. Two 2-0 teams. So the NFL's 1-0 teams, two of those, and they got two 2-0 teams. NC State and Wake Forest. This game in Winston-Salem, and NC State is a 7.5-point favorite tonight. We're going to talk about this game and give you an idea of what to expect there. We have Clemson is set to go to Maui and play in the Maui Invitational on November the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Well, Clemson will, besides the Tigers, you'll see Arizona, BYU, Colorado State, Ole Miss, Providence, Virginia Commonwealth, and Washington will go out and play in the Maui Classic. So nice for only the second time in school history. Dabo Swinney met with the media yesterday. He gave us a pretty good idea of what he wasn't going to say about injuries, and the injury report comes out today. Also talked about running backs, and said Adam Randall was the start of the show in the second half and felt like getting Davidson created some positive things. We've got to get more out of the running backs and more out of the depth of the running backs, but it means you got to hang on the ball more and have less three and outs and have more plays. So, yeah, running backs, Sam, so far, if you just think about it and look about it, it's you hadn't seen a whole lot of depth at running back so far. But as the season progresses, trust me, I can't remember a whole lot of teams out there that make it through seasons with very little depth at running back and make it successfully there. So they're going to have to see more of that. So far on this season, as far as carries go, from a running back standpoint, Isamume has 3 carries. Gideon Davidson has 2 carries. Keith Adams Jr. has 1 carry. So, going to see a little more of them, obviously, as the season goes on.
You're also going to see Jay Haynes at some point.
So yep. Hopefully.
Have 4 or 5 of them in there at any given moment.
Yep. Haynes had a setback with a quad injury. Coming back from that knee injury, too. So I don't know how that's going to affect things. We'll see. Yeah, but they're going to need more depth at certain point in times. You can't have the splits of 26 carries for Randall and 3 for Isamome and 2 for Gideon Davidson, 1 for Keith Adams. So we'll see what comes of that coming up. Obviously, going to talk a lot today about Georgia Tech and Clemson, a lot today about South Carolina and Vanderbilt, a lot today about Georgia and Tennessee. I do like the idea that we get all 3 games at different times, so we can watch all 3 of these.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, that helps.
So we don't have like 3 of the best games of the weekend on at noon like we did last week?
Yeah, you can't do that.
In a down week, too. There were plenty of good games, but I mean, you had like 3 of the 4 best games of the week starting at noon.
Yeah.
It's just frustrating.
And the other thing is, while I have a little bit of interest in Wisconsin-Alabama, the good news at 12 is there's not conflicting games with Clemson right now. You've got Oklahoma and Temple. That won't be anything. That's a 21.5-point game. Surprisingly, not more than that. Oregon at Northwestern, 27.5-point game. Alabama's a 20.5-point favorite against Wisconsin. Don't understand that one. But there's not a lot of great noon games, so Clemson kind of gets the majority of the country's attention there. At 3:30, I have a slight interest in your team, Purdue, against Southern Cal. 20.5-point deal there.
Slight interest is better than ever.
I mean, you know, I do have an interest in Pittsburgh and West Virginia. Pittsburgh's a 6.5-point favorite. But besides that, the 3:30 games is pretty clear that's what you'll be watching. Now, South Florida and Miami start at 4:30 on the C-Dub. So if Georgia and Tennessee get out of hand, that'll be a game you kind of follow a little bit. And then for the night game, a little more competition for South Carolina because you got LSU and Florida, and we got Texas A&M and Notre Dame. But still, the game I care about most is the Vanderbilt-South Carolina game coming out of all that. So Duke and Tulane, this will be interesting. Minnesota goes back against his old team. Minnesota Cal might be a little bit of interest. But the point is that they're spread out. Tigers and Georgia Tech at noon, Georgia-Tennessee at 3:30, South Carolina and Vanderbilt at 7:45. So we do get a lot of that. That's going to be interesting. So looking forward to it. Hey, I want to tell you about my great friends at Trail. I just saw yesterday online there's good news out there. Trail is looking to hire and looking to hire again. I love this idea, Sam. Here's a very interesting strategy they have. Will Huss told me many, many years ago that they don't go on hiring binges when the economy's great and everybody's building. And therefore, when the economy goes bad, maybe not, they don't have to fire a bunch of people and lay off a bunch of people. What they say is there's always a great time to hire great people. It's never a bad time to hire great people. Right now, they are looking for a project manager to make a difference for several clients, including diverse markets, including K-12, faith-based, higher education, commercial, multifamily construction. So if you have been in this industry, if you want to be a part of a culture that cares for its clients and creates an impactful place to work and is voted the best place to work, you can apply online and go to trail.com. They're looking for a project manager right now. So do that. Love that idea at Trail. Fantastic stuff there. Go by and see my great friends, trehl.com, 800-319-7006. We are going to talk picks with Sam Jones in segment 2 when you come back right after this.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we have represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
55 Beatty Place, Suite 900, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back, and the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1 to play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football, man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be new? Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms underscore DFS underscore .html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
It's bow time. The Pork Chop Griller is back at Bojangles for a limited time. We know you missed it, because when you take a tender pork chop and sandwich it on a made-from-scratch biscuit, it's not a flavor you want to say goodbye to. It's bow time.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams. From framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today and let's build dreams together.
Looking to refresh your home without breaking the bank? At Linden Floors, we've got you covered, literally. We're a local, family-owned business that's been bringing beauty and durability to homes across the upstate. Right now, grab our luxury vinyl flooring for just $1.99 a square foot. Yep, you heard that right. Whether you're remodeling or just sprucing things up, trust the team that treats you like family, Linden Floors. Call us at 864-494-4317 or stop by today at 101 Chester Street, Spartanburg, and step into something better. Linden Floors, where design meets durability.
Discover the best-kept golf and dining secret located in Oconee County off I-85 at Exit 1. Chickasaw Point, with breathtaking golf on the hills course to scrumptious dining at Overlook Restaurant and Bar. It's unlike any golf course you've played anywhere in the upstate. Reserve Overlook Restaurant for a meeting, wedding, birthday, or anniversary. Enjoy lunch and dinner selections from executive chef Amanda Lewis. For Overlook, go to ChickasawPoint.com, and for golf, ChickasawPointGolf.com.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit longviewcarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, where we're always accepting new listener transfers from the transfer portal 365 days a year. Sorry, Leap Day.
Come on!
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our very own Will Clanton sent me a text yesterday, and he said, "Hey, you did Blue Ridge Heating and Air, and they came by and did your stuff, right?" I went, "Yeah." He said, "How'd it go?" And I went, "Great." He goes, "Why?" I said, "Why?" He said, "Because they're coming to my house on Friday to give me a Tiger tune-up. Hey, Will's gonna save $100 right now. How about that? $89 Tiger tune-up special. Residential HVAC contractor serving upstate South Carolina, Western North Carolina. You're going to love them. Look at their Google reviews. Look at their heating and cooling services and why your comfort and is their priority. And not just your comfort, but the humidity levels in your home, the air quality of your home. They do a great job of duct cleaning and all the maintenance on these furnaces and heat pumps and HVAC units. Get them tuned up and get them ready for maybe some cooler weather coming right around the corner. They'll do all that. And then don't forget, too, in case you do need a new unit, Armstrong, their preferred dealer, and the rate right here in South Carolina. So the 20 years locally owned and operated company that's served over 6,000 happy customers, 90 years of combined expertise on their side. You're going to love Blue Ridge Heating and Air. How about the $100 off right now with the Tiger tune-up? It's BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Segment two of Mr. Sam Jones.
We will have plenty of time in the next 2 days to talk about the Georgia, Clemson, and South Carolina games, as I know we will, because that's what we did yesterday, and those are the three best games, I think, probably on the slate, at least for us. But we have seven other games, Mickey, that we want to highlight going into this weekend. We got plenty of good games on the slate this weekend. They're a little bit out there. You're gonna have to get creative to enjoy a couple of them. I'm really excited for Minnesota-Cal, personally, which I know a lot of people probably aren't, but I think that's going to be a very fun game. So if you like those kind of undercard games, this is a good week for you. I do want to start with this NC State-Wake Forest game tonight, Mickey. Last week, we joked with Faxon about Wake Forest possibly losing to Western Carolina. Now, that was never going to happen, and that did not happen. But the fact that it was possibly in play at least a little bit after 1 week is probably not a good reflection on Wake Forest. However, they are 2-0. NC State is 2-0, despite me thinking they would be 1-1 at this point. And this is a 4-0 combined football game tonight. What say you about this Thursday night ACC matchup?
I've been wrong about both these teams. I thought both these teams would have lost last week. The NC State East Carolina game was 17-0, and then East Carolina came roaring back and had a chance to win the game late and couldn't do it inside the 10-yard line. Same thing with Virginia. Virginia and NC State was actually about as evenly matched game. All the yards, Virginia actually had almost 100 yards, but all the first downs and everything worked out, time possession. It was a very evenly played football game. As a matter of fact, much like in week one, Virginia's got it down there inside of a minute, right at a minute to go, and they throw an interception in the end zone that ended the game. So, NC State's cardiac pack, two goal line stands basically, had them at 2-0. They could very easily be 0-2. On the other side, Wake Forest looked awful in week one against Kennesaw State. Kennesaw State misses an extra point, and if not for that, then they would have won the football game. Kennesaw State was, had or at least a chance to go in overtime. Where I was really wrong, too, Western Carolina, I thought that game would have been much closer. They were 21-point favorites in this thing, Wake Forest was. And Asher's been okay so far. I mean, going on what we know so far, I guess Wake Forest will get down inside the 10-yard line and chance to tie or win the game and not be able to do it late in this game. I don't know. I think NC State's better than Wake Forest. I think C.J. Bailey's better. But how do you know about either of these teams? 7.5 seems about right. But I think NC State might cover that one late.
I took NC State. I just think NC State's better. I don't think this is a tremendous NC State team. I'm not certain yet that they're going to make a bowl game still. But this is a Wake Forest team that is really, really bad. I don't see many redeemable things other than Claiborne on that offense, to be completely honest with you. It's just not a super-duper talented roster. And they have struggled at least in one of their two games against very bad competition. So, for me, this one leans pretty heavily towards NC State. They've got an advantage just about across the board, I think, roster-wise. It's not a great game, to put it bluntly, and it is on the road for the Wolfpack, but this is one that I think they go out and they handle their business. Now, do they win by 8 points? I'm not sure about that. I think they can. I think they win this, 20-10, honestly. I don't really think Wake Forest is going to have much fun stopping C.J. Bailey here. I think that NC State's probably going to be able to run at a pretty high level here. Wake Forest probably is able to run at a pretty high level as well. They've got a decent rushing attack. That's kind of the only thing that this team, I think, has going for him. I'll take the Pack, and I'm sort of confident about it.
You know what's interesting is one of these teams is going to be 3-0.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. And an NC State 3-0 right now would be a win over an ACC, two ACC teams, obviously one of them not counting towards the standings, but a pretty solid one, I think, at Virginia, and also a decent Group of Five win as well over Eastern Carolina. So that would be an impressive 3-0 considering the schedule.
Yeah.
Lines up Alabama, Wisconsin next. 20.5 point favorites are the tied in this one. I think I'm going to be pretty alone in this in our contest. I think Alabama's going to cover this game. Wisconsin's really bad. They don't have their preferred starting quarterback. It's not, once again, a super talented roster. I struggle to find what they do very well, and we haven't seen them against real competition yet. Alabama looked terrible week one, which kind of we both thought was going to happen. Came back last week, hung about a million points on Louisiana Monroe. I just trust them a little bit more in this game with the talent advantage that they do have at home, especially against a banged-up already Wisconsin team. I think they're going to blow them out.
I could not be more wrong about Luke Fickell. I mean, this guy...
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, this guy... I guess we should have learned from the Ohio State stint. Now, he took over a difficult situation at Ohio State when he was an interim guy. And they went 6-7, and it wasn't good. But at Cincinnati, let me remind you, he was there in his last 4 years. He went 11-2, 11-3, 9-1, 13-1. And he finished in the top 25 in all those years. And then his last years are 9-3 before he went to Wisconsin. And so far, he's 15-13 in Wisconsin, 8-10 overall. They hadn't even looked the same. And Wisconsin, man, that was a national power just a few short years ago. I don't know why. This is a great example, Sam. I say this all the time. There's about 10 things I say on the show repeatedly. And one of them is that just because a guy wins or just because a guy loses at one place and one with one athletic director and one board of trustees and one president and one conference at one school at one point in time does not guarantee that he or she will win or lose at the next location. And this is a great example of it because they hadn't been ranked. 76 is their best year so far. I don't know what to think. Defense looks good so far, but they hadn't played anybody. And Alabama acts like they celebrate like, they found themselves. Maybe, man, maybe. I don't trust either of these teams at this point in time, but maybe I trust Alabama a little bit more. 20.5 is a lot of points, though.
It is a lot of points. I don't feel particularly great about either of them right now. The biggest thing for Fickell, I think, since getting here is he hasn't found his quarterback.
Yeah.
Luke Fickell has not landed his quarterback yet in a few seasons now at Wisconsin, and you can't do much if you don't have a quarterback. It just completely caps your ceiling, and you just don't have much to work with. You lose Billy Edwards immediately. I don't believe he's going to play in this game. I don't know when he's going to play, period, at this point. We kind of expected Danny O'Neill at some point this season, not as early as we got him.
Yeah,
it just limits your upside. Wisconsin defensively has been excellent, but it's against Miami of Ohio and Middle Tennessee State. So kind of impossible to really judge that at all. I think Alabama at home here is going to score a lot of points. I think they're going to run the ball well in this game, despite the fact that against the two lesser opponents, Wisconsin has stopped the run. And if Alabama can run the football, they will be successful to a decent extent this season, even if it's not a national championship ceiling like a bunch of people said it was.
Let me throw one factor here that might mean nothing, all right? It's going to be hot this weekend across the South, like high 80s. Everywhere across the South this week. And I know Wisconsin, I know it's hot up there this time of year too, but will humidity be a factor on the depth of Wisconsin and at Alabama? I don't know. Hostile environment and all that. Maybe. You know, it's going to be hot in Atlanta, hot in Knoxville, and hot in Columbia. I know those three weathers. High 80s at a lot of these places. So 3:30, it's like 12 noon in Tuscaloosa. I don't know if it'll be a factor or not. I don't trust either of these teams, but probably trust Bama. Do I trust about 20.5, though? I don't know.
We have, in our pick'em, Pitt as a 2-point favorite at West Virginia. I'm pretty sure this has moved in the Pitt direction by quite a few points here. I took Pitt pretty immediately, which never
goes
well.
6.5 now.
Yeah. I'm not seeing it with West Virginia here. I understand the rivalry here. I understand that this is on the road for Pitt. I don't particularly think West Virginia's good, though.
I think West Virginia's terrible. They lost to at Ohio last week.
Which, that's not a bad loss necessarily, but they scored 10 points.
Yeah. Here's my thing, though. The Robert Morris home game in the opening, Rich Rodriguez 2.0, whatever, that wasn't a home game yet. This is a game that has been circled. When Rich Rodriguez took the job, he owes them. Sam, Rich Rodriguez is ready to play for the national championship his last year there, and Pittsburgh upset him. A bad Pittsburgh team beat a top five West Virginia team. He owes them. This is a huge rivalry. This game's at home. This fan base will be rabid, and this fan base will be deafening. And I'm telling you, I think that the building wins the game. I think West Virginia, take me home, country roads. I think West Virginia fan base finds a way to will this rivalry game in a very, very heated. These two teams just don't like each other, and these fan bases don't like each other. And I'm putting an awful lot in the building in Rich Rodriguez right now because I don't like anything about West Virginia.
I would not touch this game at 6.5.
No.
But I will trust that I do think Pitt is the better team. Pitt's by better a football decent team. Bit, and yep. That will, at 2, I'll take that.
Yep.
I don't think West Virginia has a quarterback.
Yeah. And Pittsburgh does.
They do. Granted, we'll see what Holstein is hosting this year. Defensively, they were good enough against Ohio to win the football game, but you force like 4 turnovers in that game and you still lose. Very difficult to lose a game like that, and they managed to still do it.
A quick check. Holstein so far, 36-51, which is 70.1%, 519 yards, 8 touchdowns, 2 picks.
And it's Central Michigan and Duquesne, but...
Yeah, but he's also rushed 11 times for 77 yards. You know, he's a better athlete than people think. He moves around pretty good.
He's a great athlete. He's a good runner.
Yeah, and they're better there. But can he go into that environment and win? Maybe I put too much in the home field advantage. But
it's a great opportunity for him as a young quarterback still to step right into that game, which is going to be...
You know what it is? It's a great opportunity for Rich Rod to really, truly endear himself back in the fan base in Morgantown.
Yeah, this would be a good one to win, especially after losing to a MAC team.
Yeah.
USF is at Miami, and they're a 16.5-point underdog. Is this deja vu from last week, or is Miami going to kill them?
I don't really think from last week. I think the last 2 weeks. I mean, at some point in time, when South Florida did what they did to Boise, 34-7, and you could say, well, Boise turned it over 3 times.
They stunk, but USF killed them.
Yeah, the game was out of hand. The game was over in the third quarter, and they had nothing for them. Defensively, South Florida looked like, if you remember watching the game, Sam, like they were quick, man. Like they were running.
They were flying to the ball.
And then this past week, this is not a fluke either. South Florida had more first downs and more yards than Florida. So South Florida was, they looked like the better football team to me. Now, this is not a fluke. I will say this. Miami's lines of scrimmage will dominate the game. Miami's going to win the football game. Miami might be the best team in the country. But don't let South Florida do this 3 weeks in a row, because that would be the story of college football. I don't know what else we could do in college football to top that. First 3 weeks, 3 opening games, 3 opening ranked teams, 2 of the 3 on the road. And they've been impressive, man. They have been as impressive as anybody in the country so far.
Well, first of all, congratulations to the CW for falling C-dub. Backwards into this game. CW. Yeah. They probably never could have possibly imagined that one of the 3 or 4 best games of the week would land on their network.
Yeah.
Miami's lines of scrimmage are going to control this game. Yeah. That is my fear. I believe you're on the right track there. The talent level for Miami, even compared to that Florida team, is exponentially different. They are better in just about every single area.
And 17.5 points better, though? What are we having?
16.5. Yeah. And that's where I get some pause, because I think USF can score some points in this game, but... And I'm not to the point where I'm fully locked in on Carson Beck dominating teams in the ACC down the stretch this year, and it's still early, and this could be a game against a good mid-major team where he throws a pick or two and USF gets some momentum. But on the road, again, a great Miami team that looks like a playoff contending caliber team based on what we saw against Notre Dame. I took USF here, Mickey, but I got to say I feel way less confident about it than I did last week. And I think Miami could very easily blow this out to be like a 30-point win.
All right. With that said, how many more games do we have?
I think 3. 3 that we want to hit at some point today.
Let's do it. Let's do those 3 games when we come back. My great friends at Ingles. Ingles love the prices, love the savings. Cut an Ingles ad yesterday and remind me to tell you about what all they do there. And, now – I don't talk enough about the deli trays that they can make for you. Because, you know, if you're looking at hosting a party or hosting some sort of event, man, Ingles can do a terrific job for you there. You know, save prices on your prescription prices. They do a terrific job there. Get the floor, make the house dinner look a little bit better with some little maybe a little table setting from flowers from the floor department. The meat departments, the delis, the Boar's Head meats and cheeses, I talk about them all the time. These folks are doing an unbelievable job. And if you're going to Knoxville, are you going to Atlanta, are you going to Columbia this weekend, gas up, save prices with the Ingles Advantage card on your gas. Do it all at Ingles, place that we love, place that we frequent all the time. Love the prices, love the savings, love our friends at Ingles. Let's hit on the final three games of that. Open up phone lines and text lines. Do you come back after this?
Start your game day right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics as the Tigers travel down to Atlanta to take on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Your broadcast day will start at 6 a.m. sharp as we'll get you ready for game day with the Tiger pregame show. Then we'll turn it over to Fax and Childers and his crew for the Tiger tailgate show at 9 o'clock. Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the action. And then Dono Clark and I, live in studio, will have the fifth quarter show for you to wrap up all of Saturday's action. Don't miss a moment of a Clemson game day right here on The Roar.
What would you do if you had a little bit more money to do it?
I'd go to law school.
I'd open a bakery.
I'd travel to visit my grandparents I haven't seen in 10 years.
We all have things we want to do in life, and there are people who want to help you do them. So how do we best ask for that help? GoFundMe. GoFundMe is the number one fundraising platform. 200 million people have used GoFundMe to support people doing things like furthering their education, starting a small business, or bringing people together in support of a cause. No matter what your goals are, GoFundMe helps you take an important step toward them. GoFundMe is free to set up and manage, easy to use, and designed to help you reach your goals.
The community was so supportive in helping me finally open my bakery. Now every day I wake up and get to do what I love. And it all started with GoFundMe.
What would you do if you had the money to do it? Get started today with GoFundMe. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com/power. That's GoFundMe.com/power. GoFundMe.com/POWER. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe with actors voicing experiences inspired by our users.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security do not call, as Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers and Haywood Mall? Let's start with a state-of-the-art 21st century showroom. Add to that an elegant selection of Swiss watches for him and an exquisite portfolio of diamonds for her. Need more? Award-winning sales professionals providing world-class customer service. All backed by a family-owned company in business for nearly 80 years. Just a few great reasons to shop Reed's Jewelers. Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
premier portable buildings and trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With two locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660, or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg, or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
When life hits hard, you need someone who doesn't punt. I'm Trey Mills with the Tramwin Mills Law Firm. Insurance company dragging its feet after a wreck or work injury? We go for it every time. No field goals, no fair catches. You call us and we bring the heat. Go big or go home. Visit us at tramwinmills.com or call 864-485-8585. Fourth and inches, we go for it.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfil-a.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Tee off your morning with the Mickey Filer Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
We take out our drivers, we tee up, and that ball goes sailing up into the sky, holds there for a moment, and then...
Only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Roosters MGC Plaza on Pelham, Pelham Road over in Greenville. Get your hair cut like a man. Download the app. Follow them on social media. See what they can do. Great place to work as well. Hey, get your seven-step facial. Get your camouflage done. Sam, you don't have to worry about camouflage yet. But a lot of us have gray out there now. They can do all those things. Make your appointment online. Book that appointment. Find your location nearest you. Here in Greenville is Plaza on Pelham, Pelham Road. Get your haircut like a man. Go get mampered a little bit. Get a little neck massage in there, man. Make you feel good. So great friends at Roosters, roostersmgc.com. Before we get back to our games, couple of text messages. I mentioned the fact that one of the things I always talk about there and I always say, and 8962 says, one of the other ones you say is, you don't get credit for stuff you're supposed to do. Yeah, that's a Chris Rock original. I borrowed that from Chris Rock. You don't get credit for stuff you're supposed to do. Leonard writes in, I've heard you talk about egg salad at Ingles. We all know the egg salad sandwich at the Masters is fantastic. How do you compare the two? Leonard, great question. The thing I could tell you is it's a little, like Ingles is maybe the eggs are a little more chunky, like little bigger pieces of eggs through that, you know, the egg white part. Both are very, very good. Both are top shelf. It all depends on the bread. You know, the Masters, I can't believe that the bread can be as fresh as it is and sealed that way, the way they do it. The other thing is the Masters, because everybody talks about pimento cheese, and the pimento cheese things comes from, if you didn't grow up eating pimento cheese and you come south and you eat pimento cheese, you think, oh, this is great. But pimento cheese compared to other pimento cheeses, it's not great. Egg salad compared to other egg salads is great. Sam, you grew up all over the place.
I did. What,
the show ends at 9 today. We don't have time to tell about every place you grew up. But did you grow up eating pimento cheese sandwiches?
I can't say I did, no.
So what happens here is you grow up in parts of the country that don't have pimento cheese. You come to the South, you eat a pimento cheese sandwich. You're like, oh, the Masters, pimento cheese. No. No, Sam. The pimento cheese at Augusta National is very average pimento cheese. I would say slightly above average, but it's not elite pimento cheese compared to other pimento cheeses. Whereas the egg salad is elite. Do you like pimento cheese at this point in time, Sam?
I'm a relatively big fan.
All right. And the great thing about pimento cheese is you can get some bacon in there now. You can get some jalapeno in there now.
It's got to be good, though. Like, a bad one is bad.
Bad pimento cheese is bad.
Like, it's got to be a really
100%.
Good. 100%. I can confirm to all of you that when that question was asked regarding the egg salad, the visualization process for Mickey, eyes were closed, full on thought about the situation.
Yes.
Driving back to context of buying the egg salad.
Yes.
The exact details of it. I mean, full on eyes closed.
I'll tell you this, Sam. Thought. I'll tell you the great thing about egg salad. And even from a cheese standpoint, there are certain spreads or certain things you put inside of sandwiches that the bread's not imported. For instance, if you toast anything, you can have slightly stale bread. If you do like a patty melt or if you do like a grilled cheese sandwich, you can take slightly old bread. But if you have egg salad, you can't take old bread and have egg salad. I need very, very fresh bread for egg salads. But this is summary. The reason we talk about it, the Masters, it's the Northern writer that came down from the New York Times. All the Rutgers graduates or the Syracuse graduates, all the people from the North that come down and go, have you tried this pimento cheese that Augusta National is amazing? No. You just don't know anything about pimento cheese. But I will say that, again, in the world of egg salad, Augusta National and Ingles, top shelf.
There you have it. That was like a full 3-minute.
Well, look, and 9866 adds in, the pimento cheese at Ingles is substantially better than Augusta's.
It does
exactly
seem
right
to be a popular opinion. Yeah, you seem to be on the correct
right
side of history here.
Well, us in the South, I don't know, we don't do everything great here, but we do pimento cheese great.
I would agree with that statement.
Austin writes in, palmetto cheese makes the best pimento cheese. Yeah, we've got some like some locals or some low country stuff in there, and again, we've added jalapenos to the pimento cheese. I grew up, Sam, eating toasted pimento cheese sandwiches. That way it melts a little bit. We do the pimento cheese burgers where we put pimento cheese on the cheeseburger and it melts the cheese down a little bit.
I'm intrigued.
That's fantastic. Again, bacon can be added to it. There's a lot you can do in there. But Augusta National is not the bell cow for pimento cheese. It is the bell cow for egg salad.
What I'm hearing is go to Ingles.
Yes,
for
yes.
For a variety of reasons.
Yes. 9866 has the pepper jack pimento or palmetto on the burgers, top notch, of course. Yeah, of course. All right, we have three more games to get to before we get to Clark. Well, let me get to Clark and then we'll do three games. Clark, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing this morning?
Hey guys, you got me hungry right now.
Well, you know, you're from the South.
Let me tell you a recipe.
All right.
Yeah, I'm from the South, and let me tell you, my wife, every now and then she'll make me. It's called a low country BLT. It's pimento cheese, fried green tomatoes, and fried bacon.
Talk to me, brother. That's it. Now,
yes.
Let me ask you this.
We have a place in Greenwood.
Yeah.
It's called Corley's Fresh Market. If you ever come through Greenwood, go to Corley's and get their pimento cheese and their chicken salad because it's. But I'll take a spoonful of jalapenos chipped up and mix it with mine before I make my sandwich. I'm having it today at work, as a matter of fact. But anyway.
All right, hold on. Let me get this straight. I got to get this straight first now. Give me the ingredients of what your wife makes. Green tomatoes, fried green tomatoes, or just green tomatoes?
Cheese. Yeah. Yeah, you can use any pimento cheese. But I like the palmetto, but we go to Corley's in Greenwood.
Okay.
It's a fresh market.
All right, pimento cheese.
And they make it homemade there. Fried green tomatoes.
Okay.
Fried bacon, any kind of bacon you want.
Okay.
And toast your bread. I usually put a little bit of mayo on mine with a little pepper.
All right.
That's it.
Well, let me ask you this.
Low country BLT.
Yeah, I like the mayonnaise on grilled cheese now. Also, I'll do a grilled cheese and tomato. Haven't done the fried green tomato yet, but let me ask you, can you also like a grilled cheese on there, like make it in a grilled cheese format?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
All right, Clark, you got me excited.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it.
So anyway, I was talking to Walt last night, and man, I tell you what, I've lost my lunch money the past couple of weeks on Clemson.
Yeah.
With the points.
And yeah, ain't good.
I love my Tigers. I've been a Tiger fan. I was down in Athens when Butler kicked the 60-yarder and beat us.
I was
That's
there.
How long ago I've been a Clemson fan.
Yeah.
And I love them. I want them to win, but this week I'm probably going to take Tech in the points because I was telling Walt, if Haynes King is healthy, he's the best player on the field in that game. And our linebacker, our front seven on defense, they're going to have one hard-fought game this weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. And until Cade Klubnik proves to me that he's back in the form like he was in Texas, I'm just – it's kind of a flip of the coin up in the air with Clemson right now. And I love them, and I hate that I'm – but anyway. And I'm pulling an upset this weekend. Dogs are going to get beat Tennessee. Hey, have a good day.
Thank you, Cora.
Get you that sandwich.
I got it, man. I'll report back to you. I love it. Thank you so much for sure. I am embarrassed to say that my first time I had fried green tomatoes, I was probably in my 20s, and I can remember thinking, I've seen red tomatoes, I hadn't seen green ones. I didn't know that they were, you know, not quite ripe in order to do that. But yeah, whoever did that. No, but no, I'll do tomatoes, mayonnaise on the bread, then cheese, a slice of cheese, then tomatoes, and a slice of cheese. And grill it like a grilled cheese sandwich. Oh, man, that's good stuff.
I don't know if I've ever seen you more excited than when you said, talk to me, brother.
Oh, yeah, brother. I got it now. I got it now. Hey, can I do a couple quick three games here? Who else you got over there, Sam?
First of all, Texter said, so does the Lowcountry BLT not have lettuce? Very on brand for us.
Well, you know, yeah. You don't need lettuce. You hold the L.
We don't need lettuce.
Right, no, you hold the L.
We're replacing it.
Yeah.
Let me try and reset myself here. We are currently on Arkansas, Ole Miss. Ole Miss is at home. They're a 9.5-point favorite. Are we fooled by Ole Miss again after Lane Kiffin trolled his way to a failure to cover last week against Kentucky?
I got a friend of mine's Arkansas fan to play golf with him. I was talking to him yesterday about it, and he says, you know, we don't know, man. We haven't played anybody. We don't know. And Arkansas, yeah. I mean, Ole Miss looked okay last week. I was surprised. I thought Ole Miss would have blown Kentucky's doors off. And then you go up and look at it, and you know, they had they were the better team, but it wasn't a dominant type situation. I think that as Austin Simmons grows, they'll get better and better. I don't think Arkansas's one of the best offenses in the country so far this season. The problem is Arkansas hadn't played anybody. So how do you know? At least Ole Miss has played Kentucky so far. I guess home, and at certain point in time, might light it up. But is Arkansas good? How do you know?
I think Talon Green's really fun.
Yeah.
I think he's good.
He's looked great so far.
Yeah, if Talon Green is taking this big of a jump, is going to make Arkansas a lot more interesting than I think we thought. That's probably the only way that can keep that coaching staff fully employed, is if Talon Green explodes.
Yeah.
I don't view Ole Miss on the road as some sort of ridiculously unwinnable environment, but I do think Ole Miss is quite a bit better still.
Let me give you this. Talon Green, 41-57, 561 yards, 72% completion percentage, 10 touchdowns, 2 picks.
Yeah, he's been hooping. He's been really good.
Yeah.
I think that for him to continue to do that, that's the only way Arkansas is going to be competitive in the SEC this season.
Yeah.
Neither of us were high on them going in, but we're high on Talon Green.
Well, high on both quarterbacks. The team that gets a better quarterback play wins.
I think Simmons will be excellent, but he's not quite there yet.
Yeah.
However, talent-wise, I think Ole Miss has him in a lot of other places. The best way I heard someone describe last week with the Kentucky game, and I should have thought about it going in, is that's one of those where you take whatever you think is going to happen and you just throw it away, because in that game, no logic ever wins out.
Agree.
And Ole Miss winning that game was good in a weird way where, yeah, they're supposed to win that, but that's a monkey off the back for not being able to do it last year.
It is.
I think they win this game 34-20 here, and I think Simmons takes another week forward here and gets himself ready for the gauntlet part of this schedule that will inevitably come because they're in the SEC.
I will agree with that. We'll come back. We've got our final two games, an open phone line hour, then Paul Strelow and Roy Philpott in our third hour. We'd love for you to come back hour number two right after this.